Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Pamela Weikert, W-I-K-E-R-T. Pamela Weikert is a 71-year-old woman who reports she injured her right elbow at work on 3/11/22. Apparently, she was getting into an elevator partway in, the door closed, striking the back of her elbow. Period. She did go to urgent care the same day. Appears she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appears she did undergo an injection, but did not submit to surgery. Appears she is no longer receiving active care. Period. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Weikert alleged she was stepping into an elevator and the door shut on her, causing injury to the right elbow. Period. Medical records show she underwent x-rays of the right elbow that same day at Riverside Medical at the referral of Dr. Singh, S-I-N-G-H. Period. It showed no acute osseous abnormalities, but there were mild osteoarthritic changes. Period. She then was seen by physician assistant Papeika, P-A-P-E-I-K-A, on 4/1/22. Apparently she related to being struck in the right elbow by a door on 3/11/22. Period. They noted she had been seen at this facility the same day of the incident when she underwent the fracture. Period. Her range of motion had returned, but she still had pain. Period. On an exam, there was normal range of motion of the elbow with tenderness at the olecranon process, but nowhere else. Period. There was no swelling or deformity. Period. She was diagnosed with right elbow pain and was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. On 4/13/22, she was seen in that regard by Dr. Grenis, G-R-E-N-I-S. Period. In addition to the subject event, he ascertained a past medical history of arthritis, comma, high blood pressure, comma, GI problems, comma, and polycythemia vera. Period. Upon exam, there was tenderness at the posterior aspect of the elbow, but she had full flexion and extension. Period. He was concerned she might have a subtle fracture of the elbow and recommended she undergo an MRI. Period. He authorized her to continue her regular job. Period. She did undergo an MRI of the right elbow on 4/19/22. Period. Insert those results here. New paragraph. Dr. Grenis reviewed these results with her on 4/25/22. Period. His overall impression was contusion of the elbow, with injury to the common extensor tendon, as well as an osteochondral injury. Period. He wrote treatment at that time was to avoid re-injury and perform range of motion to prevent stiffness. Period. He followed her progress over the next few months, running through 8/15/22, period. She declined a corticosteroid injection that was offered. Period. Her next visit was on 1/16/23, 10 months out from the injury. Period. She still gets some discomfort at the posterior lateral elbow and has to move it to get relief. Period. He had earlier tried an injection into the ulnohumeral joint without benefit. Period. Examined the right elbow was again virtually normal, except some tenderness at the ulnohumeral joint laterally. Betty deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and discharged her from care. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She was markedly deconditioned and had excessive saggy adipose tissue in the upper extremities bilaterally. Period. Extremities upper. There was an oblique open scar about the left shoulder consistent with prior surgery, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right shoulder had crepitus, but no tenderness with full range of motion. Period. Left shoulder abduction and flexion were to 170 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. She resisted right elbow flexion and shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5-5. Hands, wrist, elbow maneuvers, normal. Allen's and Atson's maneuver had to be deferred in light of her shoulder issues. Period. Spine, cervical, normal, and thoracic, normal. Impressions. On 3/11/22, Pamela Weichert was struck posteriorly about the right shoulder by an elevated door that closed on it. Period. She was seen at Riverside Medical the same day, where x-rays showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. She followed up there and quickly came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Greenis. Period. He had a concern for a possible subtle fracture and had her undergo an MRI of the elbow. Period. Insert those results here. Period. Over time, her symptoms improved. Period. She was essentially at full duty throughout. Period. As of 1/16/23, he discharged her from care. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found Ms. Weichert had deconditioned musculature and poor skin turgor in the upper extremities. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the left shoulder with mildly reduced range of motion. Period. Motion of the right elbow was full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was minimally reduced and resisted right elbow flexion and shoulder abduction. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the elbow, wrist, and hand were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm. Period. Ms. Weichert sustained an elbow contusion, comma, namely a soft tissue injury, comma, and the subject event. Period. Her current clinical exam does not substantiate any ongoing subjective complaints. Period. End.